Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Hello, everyone. We have reached. Look. We have reached another amazing episode.
He likes when I do that. That's the. Is that the Justin Timberlake you put in there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes when I look back at season one, and thanks to Rumble, by the way, I've been able to reflect on season one quite a bit. Yeah. Oh, by the way, hello everyone. Thanks for joining Chris and I here and are meeting us down here in our man caves as we get acclimated. Especially in Chris's new man cave. And I've got to remind me to talk about St. Paddy's Day towards the end of this podcast, because we got a lot going on here, because we got some Friday the 13th, Camp Crystal Lake shit, some Halloween stuff to talk about here. So if you prefer to listen to us, I've always got the links down below to where you can find us at your favorite podcasting app here on YouTube. And eventually we'll be all caught up on Rumble, where they appreciate grown men, where no kids are allowed. Wink, wink. No kids. This is for adults, because we drop the occasional F-bomb.
Yeah. Unapologetically, kids. Sorry. We've earned the right to just drop some F-bombs.
Here we are saying F-bombs because censors. But yeah. So, Chris, I know it's been a while. Thank you, by the way, for the dad hat. I think this is the dad hat from Meet Us in the Man Cave.
Sounds right.
Tried a new, yeah. I think I'd like this better in black. It just seems like it'd stand out better.
I like it. I like it. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I like the logo there. I ordered four myself. Two of the ones with the big center logo, mm-hmm. and then two of the ones with the smaller, the shoulder symbol. I really like the shoulder.
You think I should
ones.
Make the center a little... Yeah, I because I've got a blue and a green, which I want to save for later for an Irish vibe. But that center, do you think it should be a little bit smaller? I think I can make it a little smaller.
No.
Okay. Well, now that we're done plugging our apparel, which I can always put that little right there.
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available now. Get your very own Meet Us in the Man Cave house, boat, car, child, guitar, batteries, dishes, household apparel, kitchen apparel, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, shower curtains, phone cases. Oh, the list could go on and on and on. Isn't that right, Chris?
Question. Can Chris? I do it with my butt cheeks?
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats.
Meet Us in the Man Cave. Hats, shirts, plates, children.
Your appliances, which you already got one on your refrigerator, too.
Damn right I do.
Yeah. It's over there, which, believe it or not, I already shot. I went over to his man cave and we recorded a tour. And I left the SD card over at his place.
Don't worry, it's in safe hands. I got it. Don't worry.
I got to thinking, since you've been working on the upstairs part, maybe we should just go ahead and either record that up there and then add. Who knows? This might have been a good accident if you think about it.
It's ready. I don't know if the folks know about that, but eventually, I mean, if you have been keeping up, that will eventually be the home of. Of MCM, of Man Cave Masks.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take them through the whole building process. I mean, framing up the wall, like all of it. Might be cool. I mean, I can do that. And then I can just, you know, send it to you or something like that.
That'll work. Just use your phone. Have one of the girls or Natalie or your mom.
Yeah.
Hold your phone. And, you know, voila.
We could do that.
Yeah, that is going to be so cool. I mean, if you... particularly like or prefer, I should say, when we do the horror stuff, which we are going to talk. Trust me, Chris and I are going to do a, like I said, it's Chris's fault. He sent me a link to this Peacock Crystal Lake thing. And then, well, we'll get into that. Trust me, because I'm going to share this. It's going to be fun. But let's talk about the man cave upstairs. Are you just call it like a Murphy's Den? That just sounds so cool.
I haven't thought about that.
Because he does have Murphy's Irish Pub sign that it's, maybe you could see it, but I could show them the photo.
You can kind of see it. But that's the only spot I had. And it's like, it's right over the bar there. I was like, this is where it's going. This is good.
Yeah.
But
I was kind of hoping you'd put it there because that's what I imagined.
I really don't know. I like the whole MCM idea.
MCM, yeah. That and the logo's kind of already made. It looks really fucking cool.
I'll put
that on some shirts.
I'll buy another fucking sticker and I'll slap it right on the door right there.
But yeah, it's going to be so cool because we'll be sharing some podcasts up there. And hopefully once we really get into it, I've even thought about live streams where maybe we're painting or who knows. We've got some ideas. We've got some, let's say we're daydreaming a lot about some man cave masks. So please keep that in mind. We get inspired from the guys that we look up to. Mm-hmm. Chris Morgan, Terry Lambert,
better believe it.
Joel Powers, who was a guest. Of course, Florin Linkus. I do apologize. Joel Powers.
I love that. Florin Linkus.
Yeah. Florin Linkus. We got to get him back on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's that orange that I've got to also get a partner next to. You know what? Meet us in the man cave masks. We'll get into that more because right now I have to fix my leak on that one side of my mouth. As I said, Lauren, how did I say that again? That's going to be funny to edit. Chris is losing it.
It's not even the Lorian part. It's the Flinkus.
Flinkus. You know what? Florin's got a great personality. If he's watching this, he'll appreciate it. Okay. Do I need a breather or do we need to get it?
Nothing but love, Florin. That was just funny, man.
Yeah. We haven't been ignoring you. We just got a lot going on here in our neighborhood. Trust me. You don't want to hear about it. It's just a lot of stuff going on. So
that's
going to
go down in history.
You know what?
There's Morgan Wells, and then there's
the other T-shirt that I haven't made yet. What was it? What was it with the damn Hot Pocket thing? Or
oh, she's, God, she's, the Hot Pocket, Celine Dion.
Yes, she's blowing Hot Pockets.
Oh man, see, well, it's the organic ones that are the best, and that just happen. Oh man.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. The Morgan and Wells thing. I can't believe I didn't catch that during the recording. And when I was editing, folks, I just lost it. I could not stop laughing. It was so funny. Oh, Morgan. Yes. We'll set up a time for you to join us again here. Mr. Morgan. Yes.
Busy man.
He's probably, busy, very busy. You know what? I got to get into something right now. What the fuck you drinking?
Scott, what the fuck you drinking?
I have no idea what the hell this is. Founders All Day IPA Seasonal Ale. It had this Vista Cruiser with the boat on it, and I have no idea where it's from, who makes it.
So Founders is the brand, the maker?
Yes.
Okay.
You could drink this shit all day, so maybe that's not a good thing. I don't know. I'll find their website, but I forgot to do a little AM. You know what? Talk about the ASMR. Let's see if I like this shit or not.
You know what I've been craving? That stone that you brought to the house that one night, FML.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
I gotta find that thing.
You know what? Yeah, I got it at Kroger and Troy, that marketplace there.
No shit. Okay.
All right. Like I said, I have no idea. The Kroger, I mentioned Kroger. You may have a Kroger in your neighborhood. They do these, where you could buy a mix match where it's like six different whatever. For it used to be $8.99. You know, back in the good old days, 2019? Now they're like $12.
Before the C word changed all.
Yes. It looks like your typical, you know, coloration when your average beer drinker. There's nothing. It's hard for me to justify with the lights that I have right now, but it looks like your average, let's say your Anheuser-Busch, you know, beer. It's not as, yeah, that's the best way to describe it on how it looks. It definitely smells like an IPA. Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing, you know, new. Not bad. Chris, I think you would like this. It's got that, it's a safe IPA. It really is.
Do you traditionally...
It's not like, over the top.
Do you like IPAs, or do you shy away from
it? Throughout my years of enjoying beer, I always look forward to finding that new, I gotta have it. Mm-hmm. There's always been, you know, those times where it's like, this is my beer, this is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, naturally, they no longer produce it. And Heineken Light, I started really enjoying probably about, I want to say, since 2012. Every time I try, I'm like, there was always something about a Heineken Light that just always satisfied me. Because I used to drink a lot of dark beers, but then after a while, I started getting major heartburn with those dark beers. And, I go on and on and on, but for an IPA, for having enough of them by now, I understand why they probably call this the session beer. I'm sorry, the session ale.
Question.
I could see this being their all year round beer.
Question for you. I'm sure you'll probably know this and you'll probably school me on it, but I just wonder, do you know where
hot dog,
where IPA comes from?
Sorry.
You know what that is?
I always just assume it was an independent pale ale type of beer.
No, it's a India pale ale.
That I thought too, but I wanted to try to say, since we make a lot of it here, you know what I mean?
Well, what they do.
An India pale ale.
No, they used to export beers and they used to call them India pale ales. And the reason they're so hoppy.
That I've heard of.
Is it would take so long to get to other countries that they eventually started putting more hops in it to make the beer flavor last longer. It was kind of like a preservative. So that's where the IPA
that makes so much sense. From. And that makes so much sense. I mean, I joke around about being an Ohioan because it's Ohio. It's Ohio. It's boring in Ohio. But however, okay, in California, the West Coast, they're known for their wines, and they definitely have some amazing wine there. Hell, they even beat the French. Here in Ohio, we have got hops out the ass.
Yeah, we do.
And we've got a lot of local breweries that are very proud of. We've got them here in Dayton, Ohio. We've got them in Columbus. We've got them in Cincinnati. Chris is a big fan of Cincinnati breweries.
Yes, I am.
We've got them in a town that's not far from when I've talked about the Oktoberfest. Maria Stein. It's amazing because they are seriously surrounded by agriculture, whether it's, as I stated, dead animal flesh or corn in our last podcast. And there's a distillery right there, Maria Stein. But yeah, I would recommend, Chris, that you try this. I think you'd like this.
That is Founders. Mm-hmm. Founders Brew.
Yeah, and if I don't mean to put Chris and I down, we don't always watch our own podcast because we're living in the moment, but I'll leave a link and leave an image on the screen.
No, I'm not.
And I think they have us all year.
Not too big on watching myself. I just like, yeah, me I just neither. Like the,
I edit too much.
I just love the interaction.
I knew it would happen.
Communication.
Yeah. Admit it. You used to watch it in the beginning. Now it's like,
I did.
It's typical. It's typical for anybody that does their own podcast. It just, Don't worry. If you do your own podcast, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
You know the ones I used to watch when on your bar downstairs, when you had me on there a couple times, and it was like the kills and the end stuff, and we were talking about all that stuff. I watched those.
Oh yeah. You know what? You saying that reminds me of what we need to get into.
Horror.
Yeah, shit. People don't want to give a. They don't give a shit about our beer. I just need to be able to find that damn button here on the screen.
Here's how dumb I am, ladies and gentlemen. I was working on a rooftop, and I got this notification on my work phone, and I was like, "Oh, that's fucking cool." It said Friday the 13th, Crystal Lake, and it looked all official and stuff like that. So I clicked on it, and I was like, "Oh man, this looks really fucking good." Like, this looks really good. I'm kind of excited about seeing this. I get down to the truck and I look on my actual, like, personal phone, and I'm like, oh, that was a fucking concept. But I tell you what, that is a good damn concept. I would watch this. I was excited about it, and I sent it to Scott right afterwards. I was like, this is actually done really well.
Yes, it is. It's done extremely well. And the funny thing of it is, Chris, to feed off of what you're talking about there, when I finally received it, I guess you could state, we talked about it in our last podcast with the whole AT&T thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have AT&T, so I didn't have any signal Thursday at all until the thankfully our company let me use this like hotspot device where I was able to take that with me while I was working, so I'd have Wi-Fi all day.
Okay.
So when I hooked that up to my phone, more or less using the Wi-Fi password, I got your text message, and I didn't even read the concept part. I thought it was real. And like you said,
I thought it was
real. You know
real.
What? Why don't we just, yeah, let's, fuck it. Let's watch it. Once again, this is basically Peacock's Crystal Lake. We're all anticipating this series that's supposed to be coming out.
Oh man.
So let me hit that play button. And Chris, if you want to just watch the whole thing or kind of,
I think we should
go over it, I guess
I think we should just let it have its moment in the sun, right?
Okay. Let's just check it out right now. Uh-oh. What's this? Meet Us in the Man Cave presents. God, that's loud.
I think that you and I should be the only ones who know about this for a while. You don't know if Jason Voorhees drowned?
We don't know anything. Nobody saw him, so I think we're fine, right?
Positive.
You fished the body out.
Right, you didn't go in.
I didn't touch the body.
You said what?
It was already gone.
What? The body was already gone when you got there?
Yeah.
Then who took it?
If you're lying to me, I will kill you.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
The rainbow.
Where the fuck is that? Where did that come from?
So, what did you think of that?
I loved it. I mean, I thought whoever did that, I don't know where he pulled his sources from, where he pulled the audio, where he pulled the video, where he pulled all that from, but I thought that shit was really well done. And you know, it's the simplicity. It's the simplicity of it. He didn't beat us over the head with, you know, we all know what we're getting into. We just want to be teased. We want to be, you know, just be like, yeah, come on. Come on over here. Just tease it a little bit. Come on, come on. We don't want to be beat over the head with, hey, Jason's coming back. We don't want that shit. Like that one little clip of Sackhead was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh man.
Yeah. And you know, and I everything you're saying there is so fucking true. I would love to have that individual here because I would love to pick his brain and say, and then tell this person, you need to get into storytelling. You need to direct because what you've done there, like I stated in the beginning, I was excited that I was able to, I had at the moment, I was living in the moment, Wi-Fi, I read this and I didn't see the concept, but it was brilliant. It was fast. The concept that granted it's in the title, but I thought it was real. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be good because everything that we're reading is what we're basically told what's going to happen. A24 is involved, which is a major thumbs up.
Oh, major. So good.
The people that are responsible for creating Cannibal, I remember reading that. The one thing, Easter egg, the boat. I couldn't help but think of Freddy Krueger with the stripes. You know, Jason versus Freddy.
Yeah, gotcha.
A little Easter egg thing. That's kind of cool. But the Sackhead thing, it got me thinking, ooh, maybe they decided because from what we're reading or what we read, a year ago, I guess, there with Crystal Lake, we were going to get a major backstory, which these little, how this individual created this trailer, this concept trailer, you really are getting that backstory vibe.
I didn't.
But then that Sackhead, I think, whoo. Is this going to be like the final episode?
Yeah, it was like a kind of a little, like he teased up to it to the whole time. And then he kind of like hits you over the head with it. Like, here you go. Here he is. You know what I like? The kid. I like the aspect because, I mean, Michael's, you know what? They beat that dead horse, that dead white horse as much as they can about trying to give Michael a backstory. We've never really seen, you know, kind of what led up to Jason being bullied and tortured and, you know, eventually like, you know, left to die by those camp counselors. I kind of like how he's sitting there. He's got the face mask on, you know, I've always been curious, like what was Jason like at that time? It's cool, but I don't know that I'd want to see it. Would you want to see it?
No,
I think the mystique is more important.
Think of Victoria's Secret. In other words, I've always find when women wear lingerie, extremely. I don't know if this is a generation thing.
Unnecessary.
When I see a woman wear lingerie, to me, it's just more.
It's more work.
It leads it to my imagination. Yes, it's. To me, it's an imagine. You get the idea.
I do. It's like, you know what? Save the money. Save the work. Save me a little time here. Let's just go. I don't need that shit.
I love the lingerie. You know what? That's not what we're here about. We're here about Crystal Lake, Friday the 13th. What the fuck are you drinking? And I'm hoping a surprise for Chris here because I stumbled across what's naturally the individual that was responsible for creating this Friday the 13th Crystal Lake. I stumbled across something that I personally find. You know what? Why don't I just hit that fucking button, Chris?
Okay.
I'll keep my mouth shut so you, because maybe you have not seen this yet. If you have, could you please wait to the end?
I tell you.
We killed him.
Where is he, Karen?
Next street over.
Sheriff, we got that body. No sign of Martin.
Where's Myers?
We found a blood trail. Leads back to the house. This town is cursed. Everyone's got a theory how it started. About Haddonfield's original sin. Was it the druids who settled here? Or was it the factories where we grew rich off of children we turned into monsters? Was that when God turned his back on this town? Whenever it began, whoever's sin we're paying for, we're trapped in a cycle that stretches back centuries. There's blood in every backyard, inside every house. People say it wasn't Michael, it was this place. And the thing is, they're right.
Do you know? You have no idea what's happening, do you?
Have you seen it before?
No. Have not seen that. You know, it's cool. It's interesting to take it in, you know, kind of a, it's the place, not the person. But no, I feel like they're not, no. They're taking away power from our boy. No, nothing. Just
no. I want to make sure that I'm so good at interrupting. I just want to make sure that
you know
that I don't. Well,
I got a perfect.
I'll share my thoughts on it when you're done.
Okay, that kind of reminds me of the the most recent discussion, being that you know when what's his name? Was it Corey?
Corey Cunningham, yeah. Opie Cunningham.
When Corey was fighting Michael in the sewers, and he's talking to him the whole time. I've heard so many debates lately because we think about it and we're like we think that it's Corey talking to Michael, and then I've heard all these debates. No, that was Corey's version of the fear, or not the fear, the evil, the blackness in his eyes. You know, the evil that was transferred to him. It was his version of the evil talking to Michael's version of the evil. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the newest debate. It was, no, I've inhabited this new body. Your old body is wearing out. Like it was talking to that. I consider that the same type concept, and I can't get on board with it. I can't do it because it just takes the mystique and the power away from Michael. I can't do it.
As I'm going to be as mature about this as I can, to respect all the Halloween fans out there, to feed off what you're saying there. Chris, as you know, I'm not a fan of the trilogy. I'm not a fan, especially of the last film. So I don't follow what's been, you know, and I get it. I actually applaud it. I really do, because I know I've talked to you about this on the podcast before. I want Halloween to continue on. I want it to go to its legacy, because someday I'm not going to be here. And I've had my opportunities of being there in the beginning. It's not going to be the same as it was before in the past. So I have to accept there's going to be some changes. Sure. And I may not ever agree to them. I may never like them. This last film, I was, as you know, not a fan of it, but I enjoy the fact that there are people that do enjoy it. So I applaud them, let them go on their way, let them do whatever they want, and keep this wheel spinning, you know, ideas, the dark eyes, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't fall with it. I don't get involved with it. I just don't. I don't care. I don't know what's going on, honestly. But when I watched that trailer right there, the individual that was responsible for creating the Friday the 13th, there's no doubt about, was responsible for this. Extremely creative there. Honestly, I would have rather seen his concept than the last two films that we had seen. It brought everybody from the Halloween franchise into this.
Yeah, it did.
From Daniel Harris to all, it's just, and just how it was building. Now, you, a fan of the H6 genre, that the universe, it brought that into it. Mm-hmm. If you've noticed that. Mm-hmm. And I just like, it True. Got me to think yeah. it. And I'll, so here's my feeling on it. It gave me, someone who was not a fan of this trilogy ordeal, it was almost like I said, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm going to give every Halloween fan what they wanted. We're going to bring everybody into this shit. We can't recreate the wheel again. Halloween original 78's already been done.
Okay. So Halloween Endgame.
I watching it again here, because you know how we use Riverside. I don't see us our reaction because I'm watching the actual screen itself. Mm. I got chills up my arms again watching. I'm like, God damn it! I would have rather have seen this than that shit that was sold to us the past couple of years. Now that's just me. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, yeah, I don't know, and I appreciate that. I get it. Because we all have a right to enjoy what we enjoy.
Yeah.
But I applaud the guy who did this. That is just, he.
Okay.
That's, that guy directed his own movie. There's no doubt about it.
Since we're living in you know, never ever land right now, we both expressed our disdain with Rachel, right? How she was put out. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been, has there ever been anybody to float the concept of, yeah, okay, she was stabbed in the shoulder. What if that was what if that was a survivable wound? And we take Halloween 5 from that moment on and arc it out. Rachel survives. Yeah. Rachel's down for the rest of the end of 5. But instead of picking up where we picked up in 6, we pick up with Rachel coming back and saving, you know, Daniel Harris, Jamie. I mean, that concept instead of what we have.
And, that's and you interesting.
Know, you know I'm a Halloween 6 fan, but what happened if Rachel survived? Yeah. She was just in a coma for the rest of Halloween 5, and she woke up at the end of Halloween 5 when Michael and Lori went missing. What if we split
that? I mean, there's so many people that want to revisit 4 and 5 and 6. Why the hell not? That's a good idea.
I'm just thinking
that's a really good idea. Because
Rachel, I mean, we did it with Jamie Lee. We did it. We caught up with her 40 years later. Why can't we catch up with Rachel being a survivor
and
rewrite it?
Yeah. And so many people, absolutely. So many people want Daniel Harris back. So having those two back as a duel in it. Why the fuck not? I think it would put a lot of seats, you know, in the theater.
I mean, they're both present day aged. We could use them. We could give Danielle a proper, you know, a proper end to the trilogy, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what we're talking here, but they did it for Jamie Lee. Why can't they do it for somebody like Danielle?
Yeah. She could ride off into the sunset. You know, however, but give it original. It's just like, from what I understand, this latest one, the Ghostbusters movie that came out, I guess a lot of people really like it. It's not a traditional reboot. No. It's got a story of its own. So I'm like, okay, cool. So what you're talking about there, it doesn't have to be a reboot. It has its own story, its own legion, its own vibe. So they could have a beginning, middle, and end. Mm-hmm. Completely on its own and not have to repeat like what others have done, you know, have gotten lazy.
Yeah. We
like, have, okay. Rob Zombie's for a good example. It got lazy. It followed pretty much the middle and the end from the original Halloween. Well, there's naturally some things that are different, but let's face it, it was kind of like, okay, I've seen this before.
Sure.
So, well.
But it's like, I mean.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Chris.
I don't know. Why is that? You know, maybe it has been explored. I don't know. But her injury, I mean, we all know it was a bullshit injury. I mean, she didn't get killed definitively.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I'm no doctor. I'm no doctor, but I'm thinking she gets stabbed in the shoulder. I don't know how a main artery is right there. And the way Michael's hands are on that knife, there was only about so much of that scissor that went into her shoulder.
What is it? What is that? The carotid?
That's a flesh wound in some movies.
Carotid artery right there, I think. I mean, you know.
Could have just missed it too by, you know, that much. Especially when there's only that much of the scissor going into her shoulder.
I've heard of crazier things.
That's a flesh wound in a Monty Python movie.
I've witnessed crazier things out of a Scream movie. I'm just going to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you take your villains for an example. Michael Myers alone. Look what he's been through, and he has survived.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting, man. And the community... I know we've all felt a certain type of way about Rachel's death. It would wrap up so many things, and it would give us a chance to have some closure on it.
And it puts seats. It gives the writers more creativity to write the story when you bring those two back into the Rachel and the I think it would be a great idea. I myself, I want to say people that are 50-something, the X generation that got the beginnings of Halloween when in 1988, when I was 18 years old, when I went to go see it in the theater, I was pissed because I'm like, okay, 10 years later, Michael Myers is back. I got to do something about this light. Sorry. It's driving me nuts right now, so I'm glad I have the ball cap. I keep on staring at it, but no one's watching, gives a shit. But, or listening especially, I was pissed off. I always go back to what it was like when I was 18 years old, when H4 came out. Yes, it's a good story. I get that. Okay. But let's put that shit aside. Let's take an irresponsible 18-year-old that waited 10 years to see Michael Myers again because I was pissed off when Halloween 3 came out. In a great, I like it now, but we all know how that goes. But I was like, when I seen that H4 mask, and I'm not seeing Jamie Lee Curtis, mm-hmm. and I'm not seeing where the fuck is the Meyer house, nothing is looking like it was. I get it. It's 10 years later. But when I see Michael wearing that H4 mask, I was like, that ain't fucking Michael Myers. Those were my exact words in the movie theater when I seen that. I'm literally sitting in the chair at the Dayton Mall. Yes, Dayton Mall. When people used to go to the mall, that mall.
Yeah.
That's where I seen Back to the Future as well, too. But I was like, that ain't fucking Michael Myers. Those were my exact words when you see him standing up at Daniel Harris's bedroom. Yeah. The mirror reflection. What? I was pissed off the whole time in that movie because of that mask.
I didn't like that mask either. I never liked the H4, but.
Yeah, it's grown on us.
Yeah, Matt Reed, I believe he had a quote on that where he was like, I don't really get the hate with an H4 because the whole purpose of the H1 was devoid of emotion. It was an emotionless mask. And you look at the H4, if you really start looking at it, it is emotionless. It's not, there's nothing. It's blank. You know, so he's like, I don't understand you all know the what? Hate, but it's growing.
I could, you know what? I'm not going to share what thoughts I had at the time.
We could debate it all day, right?
Nah. Or here we go. Folks, you're not going to hear this part because I'm going to cut this part out.
Are you getting sick and tired of always losing at hide and go seek? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
And we're back. Chris, Steve, do you see why I'm not sharing that?
I see why. But, yeah. You know.
I got to grow up sooner or later.
hearing Matt talk about that kind of put a different spin on it for me. It was like, all right, let me revisit this. Cause I've always loved the AHG stunt. I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you've seen the AHG stunt, it's got the nape of the neck all worn away.
Oh, trust me.
Oh my God. That mask.
You remember that one? Yeah. That one YouTube channel, you know, where you would occasionally stumble across that one guy.
Sure do.
Yeah, there was somebody that used to follow him quite a bit that was obsessed with that mask. And used to get DMs all the time from him about that mask. Oh, yeah.
Hey, so, yeah. Since we're on H4, should I share what we got going on over here?
Right up.
It's an unboxing of sorts. So I'm cruising, you know, the mask pages on Facebook and stuff like that. And I see these come up, which they are SLFX, Salt Lake FX, Ryan Trahaft. They are a couple of blanks he had. And I thought, why the hell not? I've never done an H4. Have you done an H4, Scott?
Mm-mm. No, I still need to work on, I'm sorry, I still need to work on Joel Powell's. He sent me a Nemesis. Joel Powers, we got to have him back on here. But anyways, you got right there, I'm sorry.
That's it.
You're saying, Chris?
It's just it's their SLFX, sorry. There are a couple of blanks from him. We got one with the extended neckline.
Yeah.
Not even a keyhole in the back, nothing going on.
Piece of cake to do.
It looks nice. And then we got...
Yeah, it does. I had a chance to see this in person, too.
And then we got one without the extended neck.
I can see these being a challenge to do because the H4 is so clean in a sense.
Yeah, it's reserved. You can't really go nuts on the weathering. You need to...
Unless, of course, we go back to what you were stating earlier.
But anyways, future MCM projects.
Just like I... and Joel, if you are listening... Sorry.
Oh, no, Chris, I was thinking maybe it hit me just now. Maybe a giveaway. Maybe.
But Joel Powers, we'll have to have him on here again. Joel, if you are watching or listening, I still have your Nemesis that you sent me. It's to my left. I actually have part of my man cave where it was once a closet. When we get close to Halloween, I'm going to do a room tour of this place, you know, just to share. And we'll have to, you know, it'll be part... whatever, but right now I have an old closet that actually I have some masks. It's kind of set up half-ass right now, but Joel Powers, that Nemesis that you sent me, the only thing I started on was the eye cutouts, but the Dremel that I once had, the battery charger does not work, so I need to get a new Dremel, but I want to take that mask over to MCM, over to, in other words, Chris's place, so where I can work on it. That we've been waiting for the weather to kind of warm up a little bit, and it's funny here. February, it's coming to an end, and it's like, okay, we might as well prepare for spring because it's supposed to be the 60s next week. It's been a weird winter. I ain't complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, very weird.
I'm not complaining.
I mean, I feel like mine is compounded with the whole, you know, move and everything. And it feels like it flew by. But
it does. That was back in October.
Yeah.
Oh, and we did a podcast not too long ago where our good friend Andrew Dowdney joined us, who's a realtor out in Oklahoma. So if you are in that process of trying to figure out how to buy a home, I'm going to talk to Andrew. I'm not going to get into here. But anyways, Chris, I need to ask you, is there any updates for your old house there in Englewood?
Ooh.
Union, Ohio, but technically I want to make sure we add Englewood because there is a Union, Ohio, by the way, that's separated from where you're at. So
nothing good. I'll tell you that much. But I should have brought this up earlier when we were catching up. We've had two contracts fall through basically on the inspections. It's an older house.
Huh.
And the problem is it's got older systems that are not fully closed off yet. Like it has an old, it has an old cistern and it has an old tornado shelter, and those two are not in the best shape. So we had a VA loan come through and we had an FHA loan come through. Both of those are extremely hard to get through on like a brand new house, let alone a 1940s house. So they both backed out.
Get a house that's made in the 70s. Hint, hint. FHA loan was for me.
So they both backed out.
Sorry.
Upon having that news, we were just kind of like, we were going back and forth with our realtor. And we were just kind of like, you know what? It's either we take a loss and we just be done, or we put a little more money into it and we come back in March and try to go for full price once these issues have been fixed. So that's what we're in the process of doing. We have to take it off the market. Nah. We have to take it off the market for 31 days before we can relist it. And then, yeah, we're going to go back into the whole process again. Once it's up to snuff, once it, you know, all these inspectors can leave us the hell alone. It's okay. I got income taxes and, you know, that'll hold me over. I'll just pay through mortgages a little bit longer.
So, folks, if you're wanting to help Chris out, especially, you could start supporting us here on YouTube, because I have been debating on doing something, but I'm not going to quite go there yet. But someday we're going to grow up and ask for a little bit more help by supporting us here more on YouTube and Rumble by, you know, Patreon or, you know, social, or just simply watching us or listening to us more. That would be a huge favor. I know it's not like I'm begging you, but we just appreciate our loyal listeners and viewers right now. And we will work on more of the stuff that you guys enjoy, the horror stuff, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, even though right now what Chris described is pretty horrifying for a homeowner that's trying to sell one of his homes.
Hit that.
Not trying to make fun of the situation, but
you know, give us some feedback. Let us know where we need to go. Let us know where we need to take things. And subscribe, guys. Subscribe to us. Come on. I mean,
yeah.
Some of these videos have, you know, plenty of views.
Good shit on it.
Plenty of views. And I mean, if you look at the analytics, it's like, why weren't they hitting the subscribe button? I mean,
it's not their fault. But it's because YouTube, we're not good enough.
That's fair.
We're just not good enough.
That's fair, because I'm only looking at the YouTube side of things. Our audio, the Spotify and the Apple and all that shit. I don't even know. I don't even know how that.
We're not doing bad when it comes. We're still babies on here.
Yeah.
But the only way we can do it is, you know, we need your help by just simply like Chris said, some feedback. What is it that you want from us more? I mean, we're giving you a variety here, the horror stuff. We'll talk about more horror stuff if you want. I mean, we could definitely, you know, go down that path. That's not hard at all for Chris and I. We could definitely get into that, especially what he's got going on upstairs. That'll no doubt invite more horror, especially it'll get you horror fans involved when we get with these giveaways and stuff like that. Andrew, if you're listening or watching, we'll be working on your H6. We already talked about that the last time you joined us about a month ago.
Yes, sir.
And the Cars, not the band The Cars, but if you like The Cars, we could talk about that band. But Chris is, seriously, he's a huge, he doesn't talk about it as much. Maybe with his friends that are car enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. But I've got these visual ideas, especially when we get into the spring and summer, because on that other side of that wall that's behind Chris right now is basically what he's preparing for doing more buildups, more where he has more opportunities to work with. Chris, remind some people out there, what is your toy? What is that little white baby yours out there parked on the other side of the?
Oh, they know that. That's a 2020 Civic Type R. That's my baby. I'm looking into getting another project car. I'm thinking about getting back into the whole DSM game. I haven't been into DSMs since I was in my younger years. I'm a Subaru fan. I'm a DSM fan. I'm just a car guy. I love cars, car enthusiast. I love old school muscle. I'm all over the place. That garage, I mean, yeah, this man cave is a good size, but literally two times that size, I'm in one giant pole barn here. And the other side of that is going to be cars. The lift, I'm trying to have the whole situation going on. The air compressor, the air tools, that's like where I'm most at home at. So if we can eventually have car discussions out there, might be cool as hell. I'm totally down for that. I mean, I think it'd be great. And it's a great use of a space there. So, I mean, really, we got the man cave in here. We got MCM upstairs. We got woodworking to the side of it. And then we got cars in the actual bay down here. There's plenty of stuff we could be doing in here. It's just really what do people want to see is what we're trying to figure out.
And if you're annoyed by me and you do want to see more of these with the vehicles and all that, with the cars, maybe you have some questions about what Chris is talking about. Hopefully we could get Jameson and Dustin to join, and I can hide behind the camera and just basically record why these guys go to town on it.
I mean,
in other words, these are some personal, I think that, yeah, you guys would really get into what they know about cars. If you're a huge Cars fan,
could be fun.
I feel like the band when I say that, the Cars. Sorry. Hello, my name is Thor. Look for me in my new film, Sex in the City, The Thunder Struck. And make sure you subscribe.
Meet us in the Man Cave
channel, because his value is worth your time. And thumbs up. Turn on the notification bell. This fucking hair won't leave me alone. Like, how can we get more involved with music when it comes to this? I mean, come on, people. If you have a soul, you need music.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a breath, you need music. If you have a light in your life, you need music. Chris and I love music. We have we've had Andrew that come, and he shares his passion and love for music. I'm hoping that as we get more guests on here, they'll want to talk about, yeah, I love Halloween, I love horror stuff, man, I love music. See, we get into that stuff too. We want to talk more about music somehow. So if you love that music, let us know. Say something in the comment section. Say, you know what, guys, I really like you. I'd like to join you and Chris as well. Then we'll have to say, you know what, hit that email and we'll discuss it. We'll see what we could do about that.
If we're trying to bring music into it, I mean, you can't get any better than a live concert. And if people are into anything that I might be into, I mean, I have three concerts planned this year so far. Videos about, you know, while we're at the concert. I mean, if people would want to see that, I'd be able to divulge that.
There you go.
If we could build something around that.
And I don't even know why I have to say it right now, folks. I'm going to share something with you. Chris recently invited me the idea of going to see a band in concert. And I've got some things that I have a difficult being in concerts right now. So if I could see those on video, I would appreciate it. It sucks when you love music, but yet, in other words, if anybody out there feels claustrophobic in a tight spot, that's how I feel now for some reason when I get to a concert. I don't understand why, but I would appreciate those videos. In other words, I have to watch them at home. I can't go to concerts anymore because for some reason I'm weird now. I don't know why. I'm scared. Call me a chicken shit. So yeah, I would like to see those video concerts.
We could do that. I mean, I've got
me,
Rustin Kelly. I've got one coming up with him. I've got City in Color. I mean, Dallas Green, huge.
Copyrights, so we got to think about that, too. Yeah.
Not on Rumble.
See, I brought music and random shit together right there. I talked about my own personal issues.
Is it on Rumble, too?
So there you go, folks. Yeah. Oh, Rumble, we could start talking about how this country's so fucked up right now. Yeah. We can go down that path on Rumble.
Maybe we just don't.
I can hear some of the viewers right now go, tell us something we haven't heard yet,
Scott. Maybe we just don't put those copyrighted videos on YouTube, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because especially, let's say you're a big supporter of one of your bands that you go see, right? I don't know. Fuck it. We'll just see what happens. We'll just have to see what happens. That's for sure. But you know, Chris, I do. If I'm hoping that there are a lot of people sticking around because they're going to want to hear about what I want to share. Chris, I understand we're ending the month of February according to the calendar, and we're rolling into March, and that means St. Patrick's Day is coming up. But more importantly, your birthday is coming around the.
Oh yeah, pie baby, 3.14.
So we got to figure out a way to have a podcast that not necessarily interrupts, but I got to figure out a way to do a St. Patrick's / Chris's birthday party podcast. So if you got any ideas, you know what to do, right?
You know what we're going to call it? The Irish. Well, we're going to be doing car bombs. Irish car.
Murphy's Irish Pub. Car bombs. It's what's for dinner.
You don't have to pull my finger too much on that one.
How would we work podcast into that?
I've got some ideas, but I'm gonna talk to you that privately before we discuss it during a podcast, because I don't want to say something now and Chris be like, I don't fucking think so. So
Irish pod, there you go. Irish pod bomb.
You're gonna have to look forward to that next podcast. But seriously, if you've got some great ideas, share it with us. We're hinting that so rigorously. So there you go. And look forward to a future, you know, St. Patty / you know, Chris's podcast, where it might be, like I said, let me say something to him first, and then maybe he'll like it and we'll share it with you before that party starts. So that being said, we're coming up on an hour here. I think we covered a lot about the cock sharing some of that Crystal Lake, even though it was a concept, which was fucking brilliant. I think that was the first time I brought the F-bomb into this one.
You know, well done. I'll find that later. Good job, sir. Good fucking job. That pulled me in. I wanted to see it. And if making trailers does anything, it's supposed to fucking do that.
Yeah.
So good job.
And do. You need to be a film director. There's no doubt about it. And you made me say, I love your creativity in a Halloween film. So there you go. There's a future Halloween director I'd like to see. And please join us here on our podcast. I'd love to learn more about. I doubt he's going to watch us, but you never know.
Hey, put it out there in the ethos.
Maybe I can find a way to contact him. See what happens. Well, he's probably got like 5 billion subscribers. So
when I watched that video, it was relatively low. The view count was only like 23,000.
Oh God. See, that's what's so funny. Why is it always the ones that are talented get the lowest views? Oh, wow. Hint. Did I just say something about our podcast?
Wink, wink.
Like I said, in season one, our podcasts don't suck like the others.
Yeah. That's all right. Diligence, right?
Yeah.
Diligence.
That's right. Well, Chris, it's been a while. What should I do?
There's probably a rectangular button that has a stop sign in the middle of it, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Smash.
Okay,
that
it's this one right
Smash
here. Chris and I want to thank you for listening or watching Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure you want to tell all your friends about us. Subscribe today and click on that notification bell. It's going to be helping you being reminded when our next episode is uploaded, or even possibly a live stream video. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, YouTube. You can listen or download to Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app, available to stream or download, so you can listen to us all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.